Okay, so we got to get you out of that container and put some mix in there to go plants in. What are we going to put in
there? And if you love your loved one, see, if you love her, him or her, see, yeah, whatever it might be, you want to use a light mix because they can hurt themselves. So basically, you know, the thing about, you got to keep in mind is most of the time these northers come in, they come in fast. They come in fast, and they may come in the middle of the night.
That's right.
And if you have to roll over and tell your spouse, now, honey, I hear that wind blowing out there. You need to go on out there and get those tomato plants and bring them in. They're going to blow bad. They're going to blow bad. And she or he has to go out there in the middle of the night with that blowing wind. You know, you can, sometimes you get in a hurry because those northers are cold.
Oh, yeah.
And you pick things up wrong. You can hurt your back. You can hurt your back. And once you get somebody down like that, it's hard to get them back.
Never
on
the
their
same.
It's hard to get them back on feet. And then you don't know what you lose your plant on side, beside that because you ain't got anybody to tote it in for it. All right, so what you need to do is choose a light mix. You choose a light potting mix type of product that's easier to handle. It grows better. So go down to the nursery, get a potting mix. That's lighter. In that potting mix, you mix Osmocote, which is a slow-release fertilizer. It looks like little BB granules. You mix it in there according to the label instruction. Mm-hmm. Don't mix twice as much in there because you want to grow twice as nice a plant. You'll kill it. So mix it according to label instruction. Then you plant your recommended variety in there. I'd recommend Bingo. That's the best one to plant if you're going tomato because it's a smaller growing plant. Put that in there, and then every time you water it with a water-soluble fertilizer. Now, that's the key. Keep it in the full sun and don't overwater the stupid thing. Once you plant the plant, water it in. You may not have to water it for another 3 weeks because you've got a container that's not losing any of the water, and then you've got a little bit old plant that can't suck any out. So where is it going? It's going to be there like a swamp.
Sure.
So don't be watering that. Stick your finger in that and check it. If it's moist, I don't care if that plant's calling your name. Don't you water it? You know, some people will just overwater them and kill them. Put it in the full sun. You're going to have to cage it, you know, put a cage around it again, because I don't care how careful you instruct your people that are going to be toting those things to the house. And now, you be careful when you pick that up. Don't knock that fruit off. I've worked hard growing that on there. They'll get rough out there when the wind's blowing at 12 o'clock at night or 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever, and knock that fruit off there. So it's best for them, and they hate it when they do that. They hate it when they do that. Put a cage them. So that it can be portable. So it can be portable. You can even put wheels on the bottom of these whiskey barrels.
Now you're talking.
See?
Yeah.
Wheels on the whiskey barrel if you're growing them on a patio. And then remember, you're going to have to take care of the insects and disease on them just like you do any other plant. But that's the way to grow good container vegetables. And that's also where you can grow these marimons we've been talking about and make you and your family and loved ones extremely happy.
Real happy. Thank you very much. That is good. Container gardening, all you ever wanted to know and maybe a little more. From Dr. Jerry Parsons. He's area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. We'll join us again on Monday.